Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lysine. How may I help you today?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I would like to know who you are and what are you selling or doing?
All right, we just supply for online vendors. What are you calling it about?
I'm sorry, you're kind of garbling there. Can you tell me that again?
Do you have this on like speakerphone or something? Because it keeps echoing.
No, I can't understand what you're saying. What is your company? What do you do and what are you selling?
I said we supply for online vendors. Do you have a charge on your account?
Have what kind of account?
1 second, ma'am.
Okay.
All right, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you.
I said,
now, what did you say you asked me about an account?
Do you have a charge on your account?
I don't know what that is.
Okay, so what are you calling in about? A charge on your account. Have you been billed?
Yes, I do have a charge on my account, yes.
Okay, so you just have to give me your information. If I pull it up for you, I can tell you what it's for.
What is that charge for?
You have to give me your information. What's your zip code?
I have to give you information?
That is correct, so I can tell you what the charge is for.
What kind of information?
Just your personal information, your zip code, name, and address.
I'll give you my name. My name is Ari, A-R-R-I-E. My last name is First, F-U-R-S-E.
Okay. You have to give your name and your address.
I gave you my name.
What is your zip code?
32606. That's all I'm giving you. You need to tell me who you are.
All right, so if you're in order for me to assist you, you need to verify your address, ma'am.
No, you should have my address. You charged my account, so you have my address. I gave you my name. Nobody else has that name.
What's your
so
first
you
and last name?
So you need to tell me who you are and why you charged me $59.
What was your first and last name?
It's what?
What is your name again, your first and last name?
Ari, A-R-R-I-E. Last name is First, F-U-R-S-E.
Okay, I'm not, okay, what other name do you go by? I'm not seeing the first name showing.
Jackie.
Yes, but you still have to verify your address for me.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Okay, well, if you can't do
you
that,
you should have my address.
To...
You charge
I'm
my
sorry.
Account.
Okay.
You charge my account, so I know you have my address.
And
no
I
one
do,
else
but you
has
have
that
to
name.
Verify. It's, ma'am, it's not about your name. We just have to verify it for security purposes.
I'm in Gainesville. That's all I'm going to tell you. I'm in Gainesville, Florida.
The whole address, ma'am.
No, I'm not going to do that.
All right, ma'am. Well, thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to report you to somebody. You need to tell me who you are. You charged my account. Now, you need to tell me who you are and why you charged my account.
Okay.
I wouldn't be calling
ma'am.
You if I didn't have $59 on my charge account.
And I
no one would be
that,
calling
ma'am.
You unless you charged them on an account. I am who I told you I am, and I want to know who you are and why you charged me $59.
Yes, ma'am, and I have no issue with telling you that, but you just need to verify your whole address, ma'am.
Now, do you have a supervisor?
No, ma'am.
Do you have someone else?
No, ma'am, not at the time.
You don't have a supervisor?
Not at the time. Would you like to give us a call back?
No, I'm not going to give you a call back. I've already waited about 30 minutes to get on the phone with you. I am going to call the FCC or somebody else. I mean, Arizona Better Business Bureau or whatever.
All right, ma'am. Well, you didn't verify your address, ma'am. I do apologize for that.
No, I'm not giving you. I told you Gainesville. That's enough.
I'm sorry,
There's
ma'am.
no one else in Gainesville with that name.
Okay, ma'am. Well, I do apologize. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day, ma'am.
You need to tell me who you are.